No breaking the law on today's episode. Let's get started with the ATA Nation podcast.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, sirs and ma'ams, instructors, students, families, parents, welcome to the ATA Nation podcast. My name is Master Zach Hayden, and I am the host here on the ATA Nation podcast. I apologize for my corny joke at the beginning, but I am a dad, and so dad jokes are required. We have Mr. Alex Law on the show today, a fantastic athlete, humble, nice guy. Really excited for you guys to hear that interview. But before that, I want to get to a little bit of the upcoming events.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
So, ATA Nation, a couple of things we want to let you know about. Number one, there are a couple of virtual training opportunities. If you head over to the atamartialarts.com website, there's a Legacy Facilitator recertification in September on the 18th. I will be attending that virtual seminar. So, if you're on there, you'll get to hang out with me. In October, there's going to be a Legacy Facilitator certification and training for Legacy students if you want to do that. And then another Legacy Facilitator recertification in November. I know they're looking at adding a couple more virtual events, but there's some other exciting things coming up first, like not World Championships. We just got done with that. Fall Nationals in Little Rock, Arkansas. Only less than 60 days until Fall Nationals. And the schedule of events is up and out. You can register for the tournament. You can also register for different trainings. If you want to look at the schedule, you can head over there. But here's a quick overview. Wednesday evening is going to be the master ceremony for the 2020 Masters. Because of COVID, they were unable to get their master ceremony done officially. They did a great title presentation virtually, but those awesome individuals are going to get dubbed with the Birong Bong in the Gate and Garden on October the 20th, that Wednesday. Make sure you check that out. On Thursday, there's going to be a Yes, I Can, teaching students with special abilities, a seminar. This is going to be a toolbox of strategies for instructors. Really exciting. This is the first time this seminar has been presented. I think it's going to be an awesome event. The combat sparring curriculum that was presented at World Championships will also be presented again by Senior Master Kaminsky, who just got his 8th degree black belt. Congratulations, sir. Well deserved. There's going to be black belt weapons forms training. They're going to go over clarifications, training. Just make sure you've got everything down on those 7 different ProTech weapons. So that's going to be a great event as well. Be able to go and kind of freshen those up. It's not a certification. You need to know the weapons to go to that, but definitely check that out. For the third time, the injury prevention seminar by Mrs. Kaminsky is taking place. I've heard great things about it. Unfortunately, I have missed it the last 2 times. Maybe I'll be able to go this time. We'll see. Hopefully. Color belt weapons curriculum. So at World Championships, they presented the Jongbong certification for the color belt weapons. And this time they're going to be adding to that the single and double Songjibong for the color belt weapons. Really excited about that. And then on Thursday evening will be the master ceremony for the 2021 master's class, which I am honored to be a part of. Going to be fun. Friday will, of course, be the international testing and midterms. And then Creative Extreme competition starts. Some 6th, 7th, 8th degree competition, 4th and 5th degree competition, team demo and team sync, and team combat and team sparring competitions will also be on Friday. Then Saturday, of course, starts the other competition. Very cool. And on Sunday, the Team USA trials are going to be held. I don't have more information about that at the moment, but definitely something to keep your eye out if you are interested in that. So these are all the events coming up at Fall Nationals. Get online right away and register. Get your rooms. It's going to be an awesome time. Now, let's get to our special guest.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we have with us today fourth degree black belt, Mr. Alex Law. How are you today, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
I am wonderful. Now, sir, I've actually followed you online for quite a while. You do some great social media posts and stuff. But I saw something pop up while we were at World Championships that I was really, I thought was really neat. You received your first set of red letters. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So tell us about that. What did you place in this year?
So I competed in four events at the Tournament of Champions. I competed in combat sparring, traditional sparring, extreme forms, and creative forms. On that Wednesday, I did both of my XMA events, mm-hmm. and I placed first place in both extreme forms and creative forms.
That is fantastic.
And then on that Friday, I did my sparring and combat sparring. I didn't place in either of those, but it was still a great experience.
That's awesome. Now, I think a lot of ATA Nation will recognize your name. You were on one of the halftime shows at World Championships. You're a fourth degree black belt from the Atlanta area. Tell us real quick, before I want to ask some questions about that World Championships, but what got you involved in martial arts when you started?
So I was 6 years old when I started, and my parents said that I was watching cartoons, specifically the show Teen Titans, and they have a lot of action scenes in their show, and I would stand in front of the TV and try to mimic some of the moves they would do in the show, and so my parents were like, maybe he'll be interested in martial arts, and there happened to be a ATA school located about 15 minutes from our house, and so they signed me up one day, and I did a couple classes, and I really enjoyed it, and I stuck with it ever since.
Well, that's fantastic. And one of the things that really stuck out to me in the post I saw about you getting world championship was how long it had taken you. You know, I know I have students, everybody's got individuals who want to be a world champ, and, you know, they get into the TOC, they don't place that first year, and they're just like, ugh. You know, I can't believe it. You know, and I'm always telling them, like, you know, only one person in that division actually wins. Everyone else goes home without red letters. And I saw from your post that this was not your first time competing. Is that correct?
Correct.
So how long have you kind of set this goal? How long have you been working to try to get red letters?
So I've been competing ever since I was a white belt. So that's been 14 years of competing. And I didn't start competing at the Tournament of Champions until I was a first degree black belt. So that was about 9 years ago. And I didn't really set the goal of becoming a world champ until I became a first degree black belt. Because when I was a color belt, my main goal was just trying to get my black belt first. And then after that, I started setting more ambitious goals like getting world champion.
Yes, sir. And have you been able to get into the TOC since then? Or were there years that you weren't able to get in there?
So the very first year I qualified was 2012, that season. I ended up placing second place in combat sparring. I believe that I qualified for combat sparring and forms that year, and I ended up taking second place, and that was my very first TOC. And then after that, I qualified in various events all the way up until this year. So I qualified in forms a couple times, sparring a couple times, combat sparring. And I actually didn't start doing the XMA events until about 6 years ago. I started Extreme Forms 6 years ago, and then Creative Forms I've only been doing for about 3 years now.
Very cool. Well, I think it goes to show your dedication and hard work, having tried for so long. But it's also really neat to see that you have qualified in lots of different events rather than just one or two. So it seems like you've really worked on being a well-rounded martial artist. Do you like all the different events? Is there something that you like to compete in more than the others?
I would say combat sparring is probably my favorite event to compete in. And then after that, probably the XMA events. The weapons, I don't really do that much. I did bow staff back when I was a first degree, but it just never really, I don't know, it was never my favorite event to compete in. I always was more of a sparring combat kind of person and a flippy person like in XMA.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I reached out to our insiders and asked, I told them you were going to be on the show, and I asked, hey, what questions would you like to ask Mr. Law? And they gave me some. First of all, I'm supposed to tell you, hey, from Braden Smith. He was excited to hear that you were going to be on the show. But I have a question from Katie Hooler, and she asks, what's your training schedule like? How often are you training? What's your biggest challenge in training?
So I do a whole lot of different types of training. So I do my traditional martial arts, so the form, sparring, combat sparring, about 3 days a week. And then I also do my XMA events. Like when it comes to like creating hand combos, I don't really need like to use the Taekwondo school for that. I can do that at home and kind of just play around with different hand combos. But when it comes to like the tricks, I attend the open gym near my house. It's about 20 minutes away. I do that like every Friday, and that's where I improve all my tricks and get my tricks ready for the tournaments. And then I also do Muay Thai 3 days a week, and I also weightlift 4 days a week. So all those different trainings kind of combine to make make me, you know.
Well-rounded, obviously. Ready. Yeah. Yes. I had a question here, and this kind of goes with that, how much training you're doing and whatnot. What are your future goals as a martial artist? Are you looking to, you know, continue instructing? Do you want to own a school? Do you want to run a school? What's the future looking like for you?
So right now I'm a fourth degree. My goal, of course, in the next 3 years is to go for my fifth degree. And then after that is to go for mastership and get the title of master. And then as far as instructing goes, I would say I'm going to keep instructing. I'm not sure about opening my own school quite yet, but it's on the list of like one of the things I may do in the future, but it may not be like a priority per se.
Well, there's some great schools to train at and instruct at there in Atlanta. So you've got some good places there.
Yes, sir.
I have a question here about what tips would you give someone who's getting ready to compete for their first time? I know you said you competed since white belt. What would you give a new student as a tip for competing?
I would say, you know, win or lose, you know, the most important thing is if, you know, you want to have fun, because if you're going out there, whether you win or lose, and if it's not fun, then it's really hard to enjoy the sport, you know, and that's just not just Taekwondo, but you know, anything you do in life, if it's not bringing you joy, then it's probably not the best option for you. You know, it's all about finding that happiness, and competing, you know, is not for everybody. You know, some people get out there and they're very nervous. You know, I don't remember my first tournaments, but I was probably very nervous because I was very shy when I was younger, but you know, it's all about having fun, you know, win or lose. You know, of course, everyone wants to win, but, you know, we all lose. You know, we can't win every tournament. So as long as you keep a good attitude and, you know, are respectful to your competitors, to your instructors, to your judges, that's probably the most important thing.
Great advice. Very good. Now, Paula Hartman asks, how many tournaments do you try to attend each year? Obviously you're really, you know, you set that goal to be a world champ. That usually comes with trying to attend extra tournaments. Do you make plans to attend a certain number of tournaments?
There's usually not a set number. I try to do all the ones in my region. And I try to go to the higher like the points or the tournaments that award higher amounts of points, like the double A's, triple A's, and the A tournaments. And I try to attend one of the two nationals. I've only gone to Vegas Spring Nationals one time, but I attend Fall Nationals every year since I think I was a first year black belt. And then I attend probably 5 to 7 A tournaments and then World Championships as well. And that helps me qualify for TOC.
Yes, sir. That's good advice. I'm going to mess up this gentleman's name. He actually tells me how to do it in here, but Mr. Biagioli, I believe is how it's said, from Schumann's ATA asks, do you recommend focusing on one event or multiple events to increase your odds of earning a world title?
I would say when you're first starting out, I would probably limit the number of events you focus on, because if you try to do like all 8 events, it's going to be very hard to stand out in any one of those events. You're probably just going to fall in the middle of the pack. Rather, on the other hand, if you just focus on maybe 2 or 3 events, you can really stand out in those 2 to 3 events. You know, you want to kind of find which events are your specialties. Some people are more weapons people. Some people like to do the XMA. Some people are more like fighters, like spars and combat spars. Mm. So kind of find the events that kind of suit you the best and will give you the best opportunity to win a title.
Yes, sir. Now, there's a couple of questions in here still related to your training, and we covered your training. How do you organize your training in a way that it's the same schedule every week? Are you trying to fit it in other places? You know, how are you able to spend that much time training consistently?
I would say the schedule is pretty much the same every week. Like I said, Fridays is pretty much dedicated to like the tricking. Mm. So increasing my difficulty of my tricks for the XMA. I believe Wednesdays and Saturdays are focused more on the traditional side, like form, sparring, combat, that type of thing. And then, you know, Mondays focused more on the weightlifting. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday focused more on the Muay Thai.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And some weeks are, you know, a little bit slower. We'll just kind of drill different sections and won't go too crazy. And then, like, once you start getting closer to the actual events, like districts and worlds, I'll start, you know, going more closer to 100%.
Yes, sir. Well, we admire your dedication, your hard work to your training. You are a great athlete to be out there as an example to ATA Nation. Keep up the hard work. Love the positivity and dedication. We want to thank you for taking the time to be on the show today, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on those red letters. I'm sure there'll be more to come in the future.
Thank you, sir. And congratulations on your newborn as well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks again to Mr. Law for taking time to talk to us. Great individual. I know he's trained really hard. Exciting for him to get those red letters. Speaking of red letters, the tournament department has just posted the points for this new tournament season. So they were not online originally because of the confusion between districts and worlds and what people were competing for. But now the points are online. So you need to go online and check to see if your point totals are correct. You just go to atamartialarts.com and you can find the standings there. If they're not correct, you need to look into that. Talk to your instructor. Make sure you figured them right. You'll need to contact the tournament department. You only have 30 days to contact the tournament department and get those corrected. So make sure you do that right away. We don't want you to miss out on any points that you might have earned. Okay, so just a good reminder for those of you out there who are competing for world champ, state champ, district champ, whatever you might be competing for. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate your time. Okay. I know every week you take the time to listen to my voice, listen to the interviews, and I really want to thank you for that. You are ATA Nation. You are the reason we do this. Hopefully you are learning, you're being inspired, you're enjoying these podcast episodes. And if that is the case, we would love you to join our insiders. All you have to do is send me a text, 260-250-3975, and you know, you'll be on the insiders group. Like today I sent a text out to all the insiders and said, hey guys, I'm having Mr. Alex Law on the show. What questions would you like to ask him? And we featured those today. So you get some of that behind the scenes information. You can be part of the show a little bit more that way. So join us as an insider. And make sure that you guys are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Totally thought I had my audio equipment fixed because it sounded like it was doing better, but now I think I got this echo thing going on. So if you guys hear this like crazy echoing, would you just let me know? Okay, send me a text at that insider message and be like, hey, Master Hayden, we did hear that crazy echo. You need to fix that. So if not, maybe it's just on my end. That'd be nice because this audio equipment is driving me a little crazy. But I don't have time for it. I need to go upstairs now and make sure all the kids are doing good. And Mrs. Hayden hasn't been overrun by children. So take care, guys.